Hi, my name is Umberto, and I'm here with my friend Eleni to discuss my study abroad experience in the US, and particularly of a moment of confusion in which I felt a bit exhausted. Just to give you a summary of my learning experience, it's 2 years of studies in Italy and 2 years in a foreign country. And so in 2018, I transferred to Elon, and here I am. During my experience in the United States, I often found myself faced with many challenges, but one of the most significant for me was adapting to the local culture in terms of eating experience. Experience? Yeah, that's what it is.
Can you tell me a little bit about where you're from in Italy?
Oh, I'm from Parma, a little city of 200,000 inhabitants in the north, known for its food specialties such as Parma cheese, Parma ham. You probably heard about that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, but as you know, coming from a state that has always turned raw materials into art, just not to eat, but also to see, I cannot deny that it was hard for me when I found myself in the middle of Burlington, you know, roads, big parking lots and fast foods, people who, instead of sitting at the table and enjoy the moment of eating with friends, or like with families, prefer to stand in a line at the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. Where did I end up, I thought? What do Americans do with their friend at night? Well, I still haven't been able to answer to that. I mean, apart from college life, that I'm pretty, now I know it. But I still miss sitting at a table and having a card of good, fresh and cheap products to choose from. And I also miss doing my grocery trip, you know, you go to a bakery, to a butchery, to the fruit market, and you have a contact with the person that made the food and prepared the food for you, and you can ask them like advices for recipes or like cooking times. It's a good time.
Yeah, I get that. I remember when I was abroad in Barcelona, in the beginning, we would go to the grocery store and kind of shop in bulk for the whole week, but we eventually realized that people there really only shop for the one meal that they're going to have later that day. But here, we shop in bulk and usually stock up on groceries for a week.
Yeah, it's true. Like city layout and like food experience have been like a little shock. But if you immerse yourself in the culture, then you can discover like many great alternative and places. For example, I adapted to the culinary culture, eliminating like a bit of bread and fish from my diet, and increasing the amount of meat and fruit and vegetables. So it's not too bad. And of course, I eat more fast food, but in my city, I only have 3 McDonald's and 1 Burger King, while Burlington, if you didn't know, is the city with the most fast food per capita. So
yeah, in the whole country. So do you eat pasta as much here as you do at home?
Oh, actually, I don't. I was used to eat pasta every day, but I think here I just did that as an event. So we used to do on the Sunday nights an Italian dinner with also like some Spanish people, because, you know, the two cultures, we really love to sit for hours and enjoy the dinner. Mm-hmm. So we do that every Sunday. And that's one of the moments in which we actually eat pasta the most. But honestly, living a more active life as the life that I have here and mainly walking around campus, I've reduced the time that I used to spend cooking and enjoy the food, because I'm always in a rush. So I'm just like doing salads or like grabbing something quick from a dining hall, because it's just so easy and I never know when I have time to eat. So yeah, it's just, you know, easier. I obviously meet Italian cuisine, and when I was back for Christmas, I went around all the restaurants in my city, gained 5 kilos. But I mean, I've actually found really good alternatives here as well. For example, did you know about the fruit market on Thursday?
So I've seen the farmer's market actually, but I've never stopped in and kind of looked around or bought anything from it. So that's honestly really awesome that you kind of utilize that resource right there.
Yeah, I remember in the orientation, an orientation leader told me about that. And I was actually surprised because I wasn't expecting it. And yeah, I've been there. I suggest you to go. You know, America is a country full of resources. You can find everything. So it's just great to be here. And now that I'm okay with my diet, I'm here in my backyard on my chair, and I just feel like home.